It is Wednesday, August 7th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. This is Ozarks at Large. Becca Martin Brown, features editor of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, is back.
You may have already talked about this. Do you know about the grant that Still on the Hill got?
For the Ed Stilley project?
No, for the Beaver Lake project.
Then no, I do not.
Okay.
Those two stay very busy.
Still on the Hill got a grant. I know about this because Flip Putoff, our outdoor writer, is a friend of Beaver Lake and a friend of Still on the Hill and pointed this out to us with a story last Friday. They are writing music for a 12-song disc they'll record about Beaver Lake in a year-long project, and then they'll do the songs at a series of free concerts in communities around the lake. The idea is to tell the history of Beaver Lake and to spread the message that it supplies the region's drinking water.
And Kelly and Donna have experience in this sort of thing because they did those great conceptual stories about things in the Ozarks.
And apparently Kelly's family had a weekend cabin on what became the shoreline of Beaver Lake. And so he spent a lot of time at the cabin and vaguely remembers wading in the White River before the lake was built.
Kelly does?
Yes.
Wow.
Kelly's older than he looks.
I guess so.
Don't tell.
Okay.
Many of us are selling this same story. Anyway, it's being funded by the Association for Beaver Lake Environment and the Arkansas Arts Council. And this will be happening all year. They hope to be done by maybe May of next year and ready to start performing.
It's going to be worth the wait, I bet. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.